up, arabesque, walking fuerte.
There's a small town in central Minnesota where a Romanian ballet prodigy has been teaching Minnesota farm girls how to do arabesques ever since the early years of the Reagan administration.
Flex, grab if you can, otherwise hang in there, get better.
His name is Carlos Stroya. Years ago, he stumbled on the town of Little Falls, started teaching ballet classes here, and never left.
You know, so I'm responsible to bring, at least to say, the ballet to central Minnesota.
So how did a guy like Stroya, whose dance resume includes stints with the New York Metropolitan Opera and the Cuban National Ballet, end up here? And why did he stay?
Stand by, sweets. There.
The mustachioed Stroya was born in communist-era Romania, where he trained in a rigorous state-run ballet program from the time he was six. Stroya never set out to plant roots in the United States, let alone Minnesota. By the time he finished his ballet training, he had offers to dance in Europe. But the Romanian government insisted that he be their dancer. Stroya wanted his freedom, and so he fled to Italy.
And I looked back and I said, Romania, phew, done.
Once he got to Rome, he started dating another dancer whose parents happened to live in Minnesota. And so the couple came for a visit. One day, Stroya showed up at a ballet class at Minnesota Dance Theater in Minneapolis.
I have to take class every day because it's like breakfast for my muscles. And we went to Minnesota Dance Theater and Hennepin Center for the Arts.
Soon, Stroya learned that a group of nuns in Little Falls needed someone to teach a few ballet classes. He said, why not? And so one Saturday, he drove there.
By the first bridge over here, I look and I say, oh my God. I say, what? I said, there's not enough people in town here to have a class. I said, I thought it was a city like Minneapolis or St. Paul.
Little Falls is not like either Twin City. It's a town of about 8,600 people, best known as the boyhood home of Charles Lindbergh. That first class that Stroya taught, only a handful of people showed up.
I teach him a little bit. They didn't have just a little portable bars and a little few mirrors in there. Nothing stayed, you know. And I come back. Next Saturday, there was over 100 kids waiting for me.
Now keep in mind that Stroya was still in his dancing prime. He could have gone back to Europe. But instead, he kept returning to Little Falls. He bought a building and opened a studio here.
Then I opened one in Brainerd, and I opened St. Cloud. You know, numbers got good. Numbers got fantastic. You know what I mean? All the classes were packed, you know?
In those early years, Stroya had pretty strict ideas about who could do ballet.
If you'd have talked to me when I come here, you wouldn't like me. You know? You wouldn't like me because I was like a horse, like this. You know what I mean? Only see what I supposed, what I was taught, what I saw in Europe. You know what I mean? You can't, not anybody can be a dancer. This is not a privilege you have to do. But that's fine. You don't have to make it. Like many of my students don't gonna make it. But boy, what they take with them after they're 18 years old. They take something with them for life.
A handful of Stroya students have made it as professional ballet dancers. But most study with him just for fun. Still, as 11-year-old Lily Cool explains, training with Stroya, even just for fun, is no joke.
When I'm at school, everybody's like, dance is so easy. Ready? Watch me. And I'm like, you're doing it all wrong. You go to Carlos. You do 6 hours a day.
A day? Whoa.
More than 30 years have passed since Stroya first came to Little Falls. Stroya eventually got married, became a U.S. citizen, and raised two sons here. He also built up a family of dancers.
He is, I'm going to get emotional. He's kind of like a second dad to a lot of people.
Alicia Lee's been training with Stroya for over 20 years. She says if Stroya hadn't come here,
I would have never been in ballet. I would have no idea where my life would be right now.
For his part, Stroya doesn't express any regrets about what his life might have been like if he'd left Minnesota.
Everybody, when they interview me, say, "Wow, about New York, Los Angeles, how about this?" And I say, "How about central Minnesota?" I said, these kids, the farmers, I said, they have talent, but they don't know if they have talent, if they're not, you know, asked to do this and this and this, you know what I mean? And you see my nutcrackers, it's my farm.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2.
Stroya's Nutcracker is a local holiday tradition. For the past 33 years, he's performed the lead. But now that he's 60, Stroya wonders how long he can keep going.
Only one that's going to retire me is God. The day will be too long, you know? And if I retire, I will never retire completely.
And until God intervenes, Stroya will be here, tending to his ballet dance farm.
And down, arms slow, down.
For KFAI, I'm Nancy Rosenbaum.
Thank you. Exit.